Welcome to Real Talk Kim's podcast. We hope that you are blessed by the message. And for more information, visit realtalkkim.com.
Hello to my incredible podcast family. I am Real Talk Kim here with you yet again on this wonderful week. We are into November. We are headed right on into the second week here shortly. And I pray that all of you are doing incredible. I am Real Talk Kim. Go ahead and share this podcast with someone if you love it. And while you're at it, y'all rate me. Go give me some 5 stars and leave a little comment about what this podcast does for you. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So this week, we're going to talk about some habits of people with amazing determination and willpower. How you are successful. You know, this morning, I am in all week this week, I am traveling. On Monday night, I was in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Tonight, Tuesday, I am in Texas. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Texas. Thursday night, I'll be in Texas speaking at an event all 3 nights. And then Friday night, I'll be back in Cleveland, Tennessee. And then Saturday, I'll be in LA speaking. Then I'll take the red eye home to be back at my church, which I pastor with my husband, Church of the Harvest, Fayetteville, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. And so, you know, I am very careful with time management, and I'm very careful with, you know, my sleep is very precious to me. And so last night after I spoke in Hendersonville, I went and I crawled in my bed and it was so comfy. I had the air freezing because it's not, you know, the perks of traveling are that my husband is very cold nature. So our house stays very warm, like kind of normal. And I love freezing cold rooms where I can jump up under the covers. So every time I travel, my room feels like a freezer. So when I jump in the bed, man, it's like so cozy. So I go and I jump in my bed. And all of a sudden, I'm like, it was like the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. You know, tomorrow's Tuesday. I mean, I don't even know why I even thought, because I don't usually travel on Mondays and Tuesdays. Usually I only travel on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. So I'm always at home. So it's almost like I'm in a, you know, a routine per se. I know Monday night I set my alarm for Tuesday morning so that I can get up my prayer call. Because I'm not really a morning person. I don't really get up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I usually get up around 8, 9 o'clock. And I was laying in that bed and I'm an hour behind Eastern Standard Time, and I curl up in that bed and it was like all of a sudden I realized, OMG, tomorrow is Tuesday and you have prayer call. Man, I laid in that bed negotiating with God like, no, tomorrow you can give me a free pass. I'm working for you every day. I'm traveling. I'm in and out of airports. I'm speaking at all these events. I'm doing my live at 9 when I can. Like, I'm being so consistent. I'm hustling for you, Jesus. You can let me have off tomorrow morning. That's what I was telling him about this morning. He would not let me go to sleep. I just felt such a nudging. And so I set my alarm for 5:30 in the morning. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Sure enough, y'all, I got up this morning and I did that prayer call. I only had like 4 hours of sleep and I got up. And why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because I know that God uses me and has opened so many spectacular doors for me because of my consistency, because of my willpower, because of my determination, because I resist temptation to be tired. I resist temptation to lay in my bed when I'm tired. I don't want to get up. I just now got off the live at 9. And here I am doing a podcast late at night because it's supposed to go up in the morning. I stay focused and determined. I remain resilient. I remain resolute in pursuit of my goals for you. So constantly doing what you need to do to succeed with total focus and resolve is incredibly difficult. You have to be intentional. Y'all know I started my Inner Circle, which is my mentorship program. And you can join that. I keep you very accountable. I keep you focused. I'm helping rewire your mind to be successful. And you can find out all the information about that on my, just go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Every day I send you stuff to stay focused. So, and you've got this responsibility. In order to go to another level, you got to do what you ain't never done to get what you want. And so you have to really realize that it's difficult to stay focused. And that's why the ability to work hard and respond positively to failure and adversity is so crucial. Resolve, willpower, and determination help successful people work hard and stick to their long-term goals. For example, most successful people are great at delaying gratification. Most successful people are great at withstanding temptation. Most successful people are great at overcoming fear in order to do what they need to do. Most successful people don't set priorities. They do the things they decide are most important. They make a list. They don't see, if you don't plan your day out, that's why the Inner Circle is so awesome, because I help you wake up in the morning and get focused. Because if you don't wake up and get your day started the way you want to get it started, life will do it for you. And before you know it, a whole year's gone by and you've never done one thing you said you were going to do on January the 1st. It's no coincidence that all of the above things I just said that most successful people do are some of the qualities of remarkable successful people. These are some of the things that I do, and I wanted to share them with you because I really had that epiphany this morning. It was almost like God was like, you are very consistent, Kim. And I wanted to do a podcast about that tonight, because I did not get where I am today by just waiting for my dad did not hand this to me. My mom did not hand this to me. My dad and mom did not teach me how to write books. God helped me with this. And it's because of my consistency. Every time I fall, I get back up again. Every time I fail at something, I get back up again. Because failure is not failure unless you choose to stay down. You are not stuck unless you stop moving. So here's some ways, y'all, that I develop these qualities. And as a result, you can too. And you can even be more successful, or you can begin to be successful. Number one is let your past inform your future. Let your past inform your future and nothing more. The past is valuable. You have to learn from your mistakes. You have to learn from the mistakes of others. And then you've got to let it go. Stop dwelling on it. Stop regurgitating it. Stop beating yourself up. Stop living in the shoulda, couldas, and wouldas. Listen, it's easier said than done. I hear that all the time. It's easier said than done. It depends on your perspective. When something bad happens to you, see it as an opportunity to learn something you didn't know. When another person makes a mistake, don't just learn from it. See it as an opportunity to be kind, forgiving, and understanding. The past is just training. It doesn't define you. Think about what went wrong, but only in terms of how you will make sure that next time you and the people around you will know how to make sure it goes right. The past is just training. Listen to me. The past is just training. It doesn't define you. Think about what went wrong, but only in terms of how you will make sure that the next time you and the people around you will know how to make sure it goes right. That's exactly how you do it. The past, listen, is just training. Don't let it define you. The next thing you got to do, number two, is see your life and future as totally within your control. See your life and future as totally within your control. There's a quote that I heard that says, pray as if God will take care of all. Act as if all is up to you. Pray as if God will take care of all. Act as if all of it was up to you. The same premise applies to blessings. Many people feel luck has a lot to do with success or failure. If they succeed, luck favored them, blessings favored them. And if they fail, luck was against them. It's the same thing. Most successful people do feel good luck. They feel like, man, you know, I just don't even know how this happened. And forever, people would always ask me, you know, well, can you come in? Can you talk to my staff? Can you tell them how you did it? Talking about social media. How did you get millions of people following you? I didn't do it. So really, if I didn't believe in God, I would be, if I was not a saved Christian, I would be over here, you know, man, I had good luck or I had bad luck. A lot of people say that. But I believe that it is a blessing because God trusts me. I don't believe anything is a coincidence. I believe a coincidence is really God working and choosing to stay anonymous. So listen, the next thing you have to do is you have to learn to ignore the things you can have no control over. Learn to ignore the things you can have no control over. Learn to ignore it. You can't fix it. Don't worry about it. Mental strength is like muscle strength. No one has an unlimited supply. So why waste your power on things you can't control? For some people, it's politics. For others, it's family. For others, it's global warming. Whatever it is, you care and you want others to care. Fine. But do what you can do. Go vote. Lend a listening ear. Recycle. Reduce your carbon footprint. Do what you can do. Be your own change, but don't try to make everyone else change. They won't. They won't. This is why, man, I don't clap back. I don't get involved in debates. If anybody comes on my page, on any of my social media platforms, and they start trying to debate me about something, I'm going to go delete it. I just feel like that I was put on this earth to help make people better. And I know that my little opinion about some things is not going to change anything. So I choose my battles and I don't stress about stuff I can't change. I worry about Kim and I let everybody else worry about themselves. My job is to love the hell out of people. And that's what I do. So you have to learn to ignore the things you can have no control over. Number two was you got to see your life and future as totally within your control. Number one was let your past inform your future and nothing more. And number four is don't resent, but instead celebrate the success of others. Stop being jealous of other people. You don't know what these other people are doing to get what they've got. And you're over here jealous of what they've got. You don't know the blood, sweat, and tears they've put in. So many people want the reward, but they don't want to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. Many people, I guarantee you, know at least a few, see success as zero-sum game. There's only so much to go around. When someone else shines, they think that diminishes the light from their stars. They think that if someone else shines, you know, they can't congratulate them because they're jealous. Resentment stinks. And it sucks up a massive amount of mental energy. Energy better applied elsewhere. So stop being jealous. Celebrate other people. Your time is coming. When a friend does something awesome, that doesn't take away from you from doing something awesome. In fact, where success is concerned, birds of a feather flock together. So draw successful friends even closer. And don't resent awesomeness. Create and celebrate awesomeness wherever you find it. And in time, you'll find even more of it in yourself. So celebrate. Celebrate other people. Support other people. You want support? Support other people. Number five is never stoop to complaining, criticizing, or whining. Gosh, I can't stand this. When you hear that person that is just God, that's all they do is complain. That's all they do is talk about everything that's wrong. They never have any solutions. I can't hang around with people like that. Your words have power, especially over you. Whining about your problems always makes you feel worse and not better. Stop it. Stop being a hydrochondriac. Stop being a worrywart. Stop being a Debbie Downer, negative Nelly. If something is wrong, don't waste time complaining. Put that mental energy into making the situation better, unless you want to whine about it forever, because eventually you'll have to make it better. Stop whining. I've been watching people the last 2 days, because for some reason, you know, a lot of people are putting their Christmas trees up early, right? I mean, lots of people. I went to a restaurant tonight. Their Christmas tree's up. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. If people want to doggone put their Christmas trees up in Easter, why is it your concern? People are on there. Save your stinking status for positive stuff. If you don't want to put your tree up, don't put your tree up. But stop complaining about people that you ain't living with. You know what I'm saying? Or do you see those people that always got something to say about everybody else? Like, there's a social media page where, and I'm not going to say the name because y'all will go stalk it. And I don't want to give them any more followers. But this social media page highlights preachers that wear Gucci or, you know, they're always throwing preachers that have fashion under the bus. They don't say nothing about, you know, other people like CEOs. But they always throw in Christian pastors or whatever under the bus. So they got a hold of me one time because I had on a Gucci sweatshirt and put it out there, bougie and bad is what they said. And all these people were like just saying the ugliest stuff, like I'm using God's money. And no, I've written 4 incredible best-selling books. Like, if I'm not spending your money, why are you worried about me? You know what I'm saying? And that's why they don't have no money. And they got all the time in the world to talk about everybody else. Because they are critical. And a critical spirit brings forth poverty. So listen, if something is wrong, don't waste time complaining about it. Don't worry about other people's lives that have nothing to do with you. Put that mental energy into making the situation better. Unless you want to whine about it forever. Because eventually, you're going to have to make it better. So why waste time complaining? Fix it. Fix it. Fix your attitude. Fix your spirit. Fix your heart. Don't talk about what's wrong. Talk about how you'll make things better, even if that conversation is only with yourself. Y'all, I do that to this day. Every once in a while, I'll just be tired and just, God, I'll listen to myself. I'm like, dear God, Kim, you need to spend extra time with God today because you are getting on, I get on my own nerves. So you got to be this way. Do this way for even your friends. You don't like the way some of your friends are negative. You be positive for them. Do the same thing with your friends or colleagues. Don't just serve as a shoulder they cry on. Friends don't let friends whine. Friends help friends make their lives better. Number 6 is don't focus on others. Only try to take care and worry about yourself. The only person that you should be trying to impress is yourself. No one likes you for your clothes, your car, your possessions, your title, or your accomplishments. Those all are things. People may like your things, but that doesn't mean they like you. Sure, superficially, they might seem to like you, but what's superficial is also insubstantial. And a relationship not based on substance is not a real relationship. Genuine relationships make you happier, and you'll only form genuine relationships when you stop trying to impress and start trying to just be yourself. Just be yourself. Tell yourself right now, be yourself. Be authentically you. And you'll have a lot more mental energy to spend on the people who really do matter in your life. Number 7, things to do to be successful, to be on the up and up in life. Constantly revisit your long-term goals. Constantly. This is why I encourage y'all to do vision boards. Because when it's in front of you, when you're having a bad day, you can look at that vision board and it snaps you back around to know you're not staying here. You've had a bad day, not a bad life. Say you want to build a bigger company. When you are mentally tired, it's easy to rationalize doing less than your best. Say you want to lose weight. When you're mentally tired, it's easy to rationalize that you'll start changing your eating habits and exercise tomorrow. Say you want to better engage with your employees or coworkers. When you're mentally tired, it's easy to rationalize that you really need to work on that report instead. Mental fatigue makes us take the easy way out, even though the easy way takes us the wrong way. The key is to create tangible reminders that pull you back from the impulse brink. I have a friend that has a copy of his banknote taped to his computer monitor as a constant reminder of an obligation that he must meet. Another one keeps a photo of himself on his refrigerator, taken when he weighed 50 pounds more, to serve as a constant reminder of the person he never wants to be again. Another friend fills her desk with family photos, both because she loves looking at them and to remind herself of the people she is ultimately working for. Think of moments when you are most likely to give in to the impulses and take you farther away from your long-term goals. Then use tangible reminders of those long-term goals to interpret the impulse, to interrupt the impulse. It stops it dead in its tracks and keeps you on track. Or better yet, rework your environment so you eliminate the ability to be impulsive. Then you don't have to exercise any willpower at all. If you can't say no to checking your social media accounts every few minutes, turn them off and put them away for a couple of hours at a time so you don't have to be strong enough to say no. Y'all, I had an employee that I let work from home. And that was the worst mistake I ever did in my life because she had no accountability. And therefore, I got no work out of her. And after I finally had to let her go, she said it. When you let me work from home and I had no accountability. So basically, almost like she shifted it onto me. It was your fault. So now I will not let any of my employees, they have to come in the office because I am a good boss that knows I'm not going to put that pressure of no accountability on you because I know that I wouldn't work if I was at home. I'd be laying in my bed, washing clothes, whatever. So do what you have to do so that you don't fall into a rut. Number 8 thing you got to do to be successful, to stay up on life, is to count your blessings. Before you turn out the light every night, take a moment to quit worrying about what you don't have. Quit worrying about what others have that you don't. Think about what you do have. You have a lot to be thankful for. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? You're above ground. Worms ain't eating away at your body. You've got another day to get it right. You got another day to start over. You could start right now and change your whole life. Right now. It is never too late. God's just waiting on you to surrender. I tell this to everybody. 1 ounce of obedience will do more for you than all the prayer in the world. You don't like what you're getting? Stop doing what you're sowing. You don't like what you're feeling in your body? Stop. Take inventory. Get rid of anything in you that is making you think bad thoughts, Those anxiety attacks are coming on because you're living in fear. Feeling better about yourself is the best way of all to recharge your mental batteries. You are successful. You were created for this. You are a champion. And you are. All you got to do is begin to implement intentionality. You're intentional. Do something different today that you've never done before. Go further for your dream. Write in that book. Every day. You want to write a book? Every day. Allot 1 hour. Instead of watching TV, allot 1 hour. Instead of sitting at the break table, talking to your friends at lunch, take 1 hour. 1 hour every day and write. Every day, set an alarm and say, for 1 whole hour, I'm going to write my book. 1 whole hour. You don't know how to start your book? Get you 14 chapter titles, witty titles that make you remember stuff that you want to write about. And each chapter, you work around that chapter name and then spend 1 hour a day writing in that book. And 3 months, that book's going to be done. It's simple as that. Simple as that. Man, I love y'all so much. I'm excited that you're part of my podcast world. I pray this blessed you today. These are just some of the things that I do every day to stay intentional, to stay focused, and stay consistent. You got this. Y'all listen, I'm Kimberly Jones Pothier. You can find out all you want to know about me on my website, realtalkkim.com. You want to know about my inner circle, my mentorship program, just go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. I do have 3 books out, Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Whole, and When Your Bad Meets His Good. Just finished my last book that will be available in April called Shut Hell Up, talking about your mind, because my mind had me bound a whole lot in my life. So listen, buy some books for somebody. Get you a poster board, a 99-cent poster board. Get you some magazines and newspapers. Start cutting out your dreams. Put that poster board on your wall. Every time you want to give up and quit, you see on that poster board, nope, one day I'm going to be married. There's your ring. There's your wedding dress. There's your man. One day I want to write that book. Come on, come on. Help God help you. Get unstuck today. I love y'all so much. I will talk to you next week. Real Talk Kim, over and out.